To kick off each hour of the Best of the Quest Pledge Drive, we've asked the Catholic schools in the Archdiocese to say a prayer.
Hello, my name is Toby Kwozik, and I am a fifth grader at St. Catherine of Siena School in Kennesaw. My favorite subject is math, and I always like to learn new ways to use it. I would like to share my favorite prayer with you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Listen to AM 1160, The Quest.
Awesome. Thank you, Toby. I love it. Can't go wrong with the Hail Mary, you know?
Nope, you can't.
That's great.
Toby is one of our friends. We love Toby.
That's great. Anyway, I'm Dave Savage. I am the programming and production manager here at AM 1160 The Quest, and this is the Best of the Quest Pledge Drive. And we're going to stick with just Father Neil, which I think is what most people call you, right?
That's fun. Yep.
But I do know how to say Dabliwala.
Very good.
So
nice job.
Impressed.
but we're just sticking with Father Neil. And then also Carissa. How do you pronounce your last name, Carissa?
Like street signs.
Signs.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Carissa, it's got a different spelling than signs, but but anyway, no, we're so glad to have you here.
Thanks, Dave.
And from what I understand, there's an effort. Well, in fact, why don't I let you, Father Neil? Why don't you talk? Just take it away.
Okay. Well, great. Well, thanks for having us. And so we're here today to talk a little bit about a new project that really Chris and I have been working on, along with some other supporters. Oh, too close to the mic. Sorry. It's a new classical high school that we're hoping to open up next August, so August of 2023, with our first freshman class. And it's going to be a classical high school grounded in the Catholic faith.
Say classical high school, what is that?
So a classical school, first of all, this is really a growing trend in all education, but in a particular way in Catholic education. Classical education is a different way of really approaching education than sort of the typical modern way of looking at education. It's been around forever, but it's really, I think, if we could talk about classical education and describe it in a nutshell, really it's focused, first of all, on the great books of Western civilization. And so the kids are going to be reading some of the great philosophers and some of the great literature that, you know, unfortunately, lots of kids really never have an opportunity to read. And then also the way of learning might be a little different. It's using more of what's called the Socratic method, where they're really having a great deal of discussion, really learning kind of the why behind the what, not just learning facts, but really learning how to think critically and really understand why do these things work the way that they do. So it's not just a matter of sort of memorizing facts, which is, I mean, I grew up here in Georgia, and you know, I went to St. Pius High School, which is a great education. Then I went to Georgia Tech, got a great education there. But some of the ways that I learned, particularly at Georgia Tech, were just sort of learning for the test, you know, mm-hmm. the sort of the cram, test, dump kind
you
of approach.
You just want to get a passing grade in the test.
Right. And so classical education really tries to sort of fight that tendency, and we really want the kids to learn, once again, how to think critically and to understand why these things are the way that they are.
Question things.
Facts, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It might be helpful for people who are not from where we are from if we just sort of talk about where we were and also, you know, where we're from. We didn't even say we're from St. Catherine of Siena. We probably should mention that for all of our friends who are listening.
Yeah. So, I'm the pastor of St. Catherine of Siena, and Carissa is a parishioner there and also works for me and wears lots of different hats. She's our choir director, and if you want to come and experience just a gorgeous liturgy, come to our 10 o'clock Mass, and Carissa leads the choir there. She's our music director and has a beautiful voice herself. And then she's also our director of marketing and stewardship, and that really involves lots of different responsibilities. But then She's also the mother of four children and has one child currently at Blessed Trinity, senior at Blessed Trinity, and three daughters at our grade school, our K through 8 grade school right now. And so she certainly has a particular interest in this new project to try to start up a high school. But just very briefly, I'll tell you. So when I first got to St. Catharines, I started hearing from a lot of families that, you know, there wasn't really an easily accessible option for a Catholic high school. Blessed Trinity is the closest and the best option for the families, but a lot of families found it quite burdensome to get to Blessed Trinity. So we started exploring options for starting up a high school closer to St. Catharines. And it's a long journey that we've been through, but ultimately we arrived at this Chesterton Academy model, which, as I said, is a classical high school grounded in the Catholic faith. And so we began the process what we started it originally 3 or 4 years ago, and then kind of put a pause on things during COVID and during the transition with our Archbishop. And then once Archbishop Hartmeyer came, we started speaking to him again about it. And we've been moving forward, and we're hoping once again to open up in August of 2023.
I know Archbishop Hartmeyer is a big proponent of Catholic education.
He is.
Not that an archbishop wouldn't be, but I know that he is.
Yeah, and he's very open to sort of thinking outside the box, too. Mm-hmm. That this is not a diocesan high school. It's going to be an independent high school. Hopefully, so I'm saying grounded in the Catholic faith. We can't call it a Catholic high school yet until it gets a formal approval from the archbishop called a Catholic high school. So maybe seem like we're splitting hairs, but it's canonically we can't call it a Catholic high school yet, but it certainly is going to be unequivocally Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. It's exciting, and we're really working hard to get the school up and running, and we're going to open up admissions in just a couple weeks.
That's exciting.
And
we're really grateful to be here on the Quest today. It's always wonderful to get a wider audience from St. Catharines listening to the Quest. So many things have been cropping up where the Quest has been such a great partner for us. So I want to really just call out our St. Catharines families really quick and remind them to please, this is a pledge drive ultimately for the Quest, mm-hmm. and they're doing amazing work in our archdiocese, and we're so grateful for the Quest and everything they've done for us. So I just want to remind everyone to donate and pledge all of our St. Catharines parishioners. They always do such a great job for us, and I know that they support all the Catholic missions around the diocese. So please call 470-508-1160 and make a pledge today for the Quest Atlanta, just to thank them for supporting us and everything we do and everything that is happening in the archdiocese the Quest supports. I've heard so many, personally, I've actually been brought to certain things. Like we just ran into a parishioner, a friend of ours in the call center, Lauren Whitaker, and she did she helped bring the Eucharistic miracles to St. Catharines earlier this year. And I had heard about them earlier on the Quest.
Right.
That was how I actually even heard that they were coming around.
Well, that's how I heard about it too. And then I ended up being able to take my family to the whole, to see all that. It was awesome.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of stuff you learn here by listening to the Quest, or you can go to the questatlanta.com and we've got our events calendar and all that stuff is on there. If you want to check out and just think, oh, I want something to do this weekend. Let's see if there's something going on.
Yeah.
You can check that out. Let me give a shout out real quick just to a few people. We want to thank Tess in Atlanta. We want to thank Clarence in Smyrna, Michael and Genevieve in Roswell. We've got Elizabeth in honor of Vivian, who was here last hour, but that's Elizabeth's from Cumming. Isabel, I believe, in Brookhaven. We also have Lauren and... Lauren, we mentioned this in the 11 o'clock hour because 11 o'clock hour had some matching funds. And so Lauren ended up donating in the 11 o'clock hour, but said, but I want it to be in honor of Father Neil.
No.
So that actually came in a few hours ago. But how prudent to donate when we were doing matching funds so that donation was double what it would have been had she called in at this moment.
Smart donor. Yes. We like those smart donors.
Well, and if it's a parishioner, Father Niels, well, come on. I mean, it has to.
People rather like him. I don't know if you know that.
I have heard that before. Yes, absolutely.
Which makes it so much easier to do something as hard as what we're trying to do, which is start a high school. Father started to tell us the story about how we arrived at starting a high school in Kennesaw. I will say that my family moved to Atlanta in 2008, and we were actually brought here by the Nashville Dominicans. My husband had been teaching with them in Nashville, and they asked him to come down to their only school. We're so fortunate at St. Catharines to have Dominican sisters from Nashville as teachers at our school, at our K-8 school on our campus. And so my husband was asked to come down and teach with them and help administrate the school. And we had a 3-year-old and a newborn at the time. And I looked at him and said, okay, but I had a plan in Nashville of where our kids were going to school all the way through to the end of their high school experience. My brother was a chaplain at a high school. I knew where they were going. They were going to John's school for the first 8 years, and then they were going to Austin school. And so moving here with no family and no friends really at the time was terrifying to us. To me particularly, John was kind of excited, but I was scared to death. And I just looked at John and said, you have exactly 12 years to start a high school. And if you don't have a high school by then, I am leaving. And we had been hearing about people wanting to start a high school in Cobb County for a really long time. And they immediately, like Michael's preschool teacher who had kids at Blessed Trinity here, said, well, we were hoping that by the time our kids were done with St. Catharines, we'd have a high school there. And it's just hard. It's hard to start a high school. It's hard to start a high school in a diocese where not all the Catholic schools, unfortunately, are filled. So it seems like a crazy thing for us to be doing, I think, to start a high school. I think a lot of people would feel that. But fast forward all these years, John never got around to starting the high school because he was pretty busy teaching and running another school, but it never stopped coming up, and a need for a high school seemed to be apparent. I think everybody that we have spoken to has agreed that just having a high school at St. Catharines, where it's close enough to the people north of the 75 corridor, north of Kennesaw in the Canton, Cartersville area, mm-hmm. Just a little bit more accessible to the people in Ackworth, and then, of course, Kennesaw. But anyway,
And it sounds to me, too, like with the way you described it, Father Neil, is that, you have the Catholic aspect of it, but I think that a lot of people might want to send their kids there just strictly for the education part of it. The education they're going to get.
Yeah, it is a unique way of educating, as I mentioned, the classical method. So I think a lot of people are attracted to that in particular. What's, I think, also unique about the Chesterton Academy model as well is the kids go to daily mass, which is kind of unheard of.
Yeah.
Right. So they'll go to mass every day at the beginning of the day, and that's part of their schedule, which is really beautiful. And so it's clear that the Catholic identity is really the foundation of the school. And it's built into the entire curriculum too. Chesterton is not just a classical curriculum, but it's also an integrated curriculum where they're going to really see how all the subjects tie to each other, right? And they're going to see ultimately how everything points to God, right? Even the sciences and the maths, right? How they all point to God's order and design. So it's very intentional. The curriculum is really one of the most beautiful things. Chris and I have talked about this, and we agree it's one of the most attractive and beautiful things about Chesterton. And so it's not just a Catholic school. A lot of people think, well, Catholic school is just a regular education where they have theology and spirituality. No, mm-hmm. Catholic, mm-hmm. The Catholic faith imbues everything, every aspect of the life of the school. So it's something really beautiful just about this model.
Mm-hmm. If I could just, I want to toss this in, and I haven't been mentioning this very much today, but everyone who calls in or donates during this pledge drive today, tomorrow, Thursday, we're going to have a novena of masses offered for the members of their families who have fallen away from the faith.
Oh, that's amazing. Mm-hmm.
So anybody, if you donate, and even if you don't, I mean, if you just call in, if you want to be included in that novena of masses, just let us know. And I just want to mention that every person will be, which I think is huge.
That's great.
I have a few people to add.
Yeah.
I'll be calling later on when I'm not on the air.
That sounds good. That sounds good. So we are at, this is the Best of the Quest pledge drive. And, you know, we in order to keep all these things going to where we can be helping out Chesterton when, you know, when it comes around. I mean, we're obviously, we're going to support that. St. Catherine's, any events that are going on there. We've got things going on at St. Bridget. We've got things going on all over the Archdiocese.
One of the things that the Quest does so well is it marries together all of our family of faith in the diocese. I've always thought that it's hard. Sometimes we live in our little bubbles around Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And what the Quest does is it unifies. It helps us just get to know what other people are doing, just like that Eucharistic miracles that was happening at, I think, where did you go see it? I can't remember the church.
I think St. Monica.
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah.
And then they came later on to St. Catherine's. Mm-hmm. But I heard about them there at St. Monica's, I guess, through the Quest, which is just, mm-hmm. I wanted to see them so badly. I love that about, we haven't had anything like that until the Quest, except for what the Archdiocese is able to do, but the Quest is able to just do so much more.
Well, and we get the word out to all that mm-hmm. stuff. And so if you want to keep that going, make sure you are calling in to the Best of the Quest pledge drive, 470-508-1160, thequestatlanta.com. You can donate there, or you can go to the app, which is, I'm sure, already on your phone.
Yeah, it is. It's on my phone.
It's on mine.
Okay, absolutely.
It needs to be on all our parishioners' phone. We have been pushing this plenty, so hopefully they know that what they're supposed to do now.
And one other thing real quick, I just want to mention that we do need everybody listening. If you're listening right now, I guess if you're not listening right now, you're not listening to me. But but we do need you to call in and donate, regardless of the amount. I mean, I know things can be tight right now, but with the inflation and everything. But, you know, that makes our expenses go up as well, too. So we just want everybody who's listening to participate. No donation is too small. Just be a part of the Quest family and support us, please. And
we have some breaking news.
We've got I wish I had that breaking news. Thank you. Thank you, Carissa.
Yep. So the next two listeners who make a monthly donation to the Quest will receive a $20 gift certificate to Crab Apple
Tavern.
Tavern. Oh, that's cool.
Yes.
And?
Oh, and. There's an and in here.
And a Quest mug.
And a Quest mug.
I use my Quest mug all the time at my office. It's my tea mug.
She does. I see it all the time.
So again, that's the next two listeners who make a monthly donation are going to receive a $20 gift certificate to Crab Apple Tavern and also a Quest mug.
That's awesome. So thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for that donation too. Mm-hmm. Father, I think it might be helpful if the listeners hear a little bit about how Chesterton came about. So Chesterton's not just our school. We keep referring to it as Chesterton, but mm-hmm. Chesterton is a much bigger thing. And like we said the other day, it's marching south, but it hasn't been in the south. So how did Chesterton come about?
Well, first of all, the name Chesterton may not be familiar to everybody, so I'll just talk about him briefly. So G.K. Chesterton was an English Catholic convert to the faith in the late 1800s and was just an incredibly prolific writer. I don't even know how many books he wrote, but just thousands of essays. And he's well known in kind of academic circles, not only Catholic circles, but he was a convert to the Catholic faith. And even people have been pushing for his cause for canonization. He wasn't just a prolific writer, but was known to be just a very holy man as well. And so the Chesterton Academy is named after him. And it was started by a guy named Dale Alquist and some of his collaborators back in 2007, the first Chesterton Academy. It was started in Minnesota by Dale Alquist, who's the president of the American Chesterton Society. And so he opened up this high school and quickly realized that it was a model that could be replicated. And so they started the Chesterton Schools Network. And basically, it's a situation where you can buy the franchise, and you get everything that you need for the most part to start up a Chesterton Academy. So that's what we've done. And so it's been in existence, you know, since, as I mentioned, 2007, and then the network a year later. And to date, there are 40 plus schools, Chesterton Academies, that are open around the country, and even one in Italy and Iraq.
One in Iraq,
right?
Yeah.
Well, and I'm so glad you brought that up, because as you were talking about this before, I'm like, where do you come up with the idea to do a classical school like that? You know, how do you, and so obviously it's not your idea, Father Neil. It's
no. So I'm not a educator. I don't have a background in that. Carissa, you know, has a little bit, but her husband is an educator for sure. He's a teacher and has been an administrator in schools as well. But I don't have a background in education. And so I thought it was really important for us to have something that we could just adopt instead of having to
take some of the guesswork, particularly out of the curriculum,
to reinvent the wheel.
Right.
And once again, it wasn't just about that. Ultimately, it was, we discovered this model that was just so attractive in so many ways, just the Catholic culture, the curriculum, and the clear goal.
Right.
That this is about, you know, our kids, and we want their souls to be saved. We want them to be saints. Right. I mean, we want them to be good human beings, and ultimately good citizens of this world, but most importantly, ultimately prepared for eternal life. And Chesterton's unequivocal about that.
We had a really great experience. I had a really great experience in there when I went to discover whether or not this would be a good fit for our community, because it is kind of a crazy thing that we're doing. And that's even the first thing that when they were sort of training this group of fledgling schools, they said, do you know you're here to think about starting a high school and how crazy that is? And we all felt that, and I still feel that, but I was able to get this great experience, and I think we're about to go to a break, so I'm not going to start that story yet, but I will say that the thing that just absolutely sold me in that moment was the director of curriculum for the whole network. So he has, you know, 50 schools that he's directing this curriculum for. He's a principal himself, and he said, you know, the mission of a Chesterton school, the mission at our core of all of every single Chesterton school, and the thing that informs our curriculum, is that we want to provide an opportunity on a daily basis through the curriculum for our students to fall in love with Christ and to fall in love with him more deeply. We want to provide that opportunity. And that, to say that as a school, that is your core mission, is something that in almost 20 years of Catholic education, nobody had said that to me directly. And I was just floored. I was just absolutely floored. And I think everybody in the room was as well. And I knew immediately that this was worth exploring. And we can talk a little bit more about that in the next half hour.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I just want to mention, too, that Anne from Kennesaw has donated and said this is in honor of Father Neil, also known as the Priest of the Children.
Interesting.
I wonder which Anne. There's a few Anns. Yeah.
And then also Andrew says, Carissa and Father Neil, thank you both for your faithful witness and leadership. That's Andrew from Ackworth. We thank them for their donations.
All right. And well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. We're
absolutely
grateful.
So why don't we take a little break here? We'll go get a drink of water and stretch our legs, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to AM 1160 The Quest, and this is our fall pledge drive, where the theme is The Best of the Quest, Stories of Inspiration. After hearing these stories of inspiration, if you're moved to donate, please call 470-508-1160, go to our app, or go to thequestatlanta.com. Remember, The Quest is 100% listener supported, and we rely on donations from people like you to stay on the air. We'll be back to the Best of the Quest pledge drive shortly on AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio, with programming rooted in the teachings of the Catholic Church, helps listeners, both Catholic and non-Catholic, learn more about our faith. People get a lot out of The Quest.
It's just a faith builder, and it makes faith not something that is stiff. It makes it real.
and also because I can access it from just about anywhere. So from my mobile device, from a web browser, or even the app.
I love so many things about the Quest.
The time with Father Jim Blount really is a powerful time. He has such a connection, and his words and his advice are wonderful and really things that you can put into practice very easily.
None of this would be possible without the support of listeners like you, because we are a 100% listener-supported station. We have expenses that need to be covered to keep the Quest on the air, so your donation of any amount helps to bring people closer to Christ. You can donate from the Quest Atlanta app or at thequestatlanta.com.
If you're a financial advisor and would like to learn how to help your clients achieve their charitable giving goals, then join the Catholic Foundation Professional Advisors Network Luncheon on Wednesday, September 28th. Go to thequestatlanta.com for more information.
Let us offer a prayer of thanksgiving for Father Martin Connor, a priest serving in the Archdiocese of Atlanta. Eternal God, we thank you for the blessings of Father Connor, who represents you on this earth. Make him more greatly aware of the grace that you pour out through him as he ministers the sacraments, and help him to fall more deeply in love with you after each and every Mass that is celebrated. Please strengthen him so that he may lovingly and courageously shepherd your flock. May we support Father Connor and the Archdiocese of Atlanta by offering him kind words, deeds, and assistance. We thank you, God, for the gift of Father Martin Connor. Allow him to remain an example of your truth and a guide to all those he is entrusted to serve. We ask these things of you, our Lord, our eternal priest. Amen.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. The kids at Profile Junior Senior High School in Bethlehem, New Hampshire, made an unusual amount of news because of their eagerly awaited senior trip 1 year. Why? Because they chose not to go. The reason showed that they had learned a lesson in compassion as they were ready to graduate. The students voted to ditch the plans they had made for their senior trip. Instead, they gave the entire $8,000 they had raised to their principal, Courtney Vashaw, who was fighting a rare form of tissue cancer. Vashaw had always taught students to be selfless, senior Ian Baker said in the New York Post, so it wasn't that difficult a decision. He said, "She's just very caring, very selfless, and we wanted to be selfless too." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
The Quest presents Pro-Life Minutes.
Life is precious, as it was given to us as a gift from God. He has a plan for every created life, even those conceived in the violent crime of rape. Legislation that protects every life is required because God's gift is to be respected, cherished, and protected. No value is given to the baby's life when abortion is allowed in cases of rape. Pro-life advocate Rebecca Kiesling was conceived in rape and had this to say: "I am my mother's child. I honor her and bring her healing. Today we are both thankful we were protected from the horror of abortion." Every life, no matter how it was created, is a human being worthy of life and deserves protection. Stand behind legislation with no exceptions. Let's show the world that every life matters by speaking up for life at every opportunity.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
You're simply the best!
The Best of the Quest, stories of inspiration pledge drive on AM 1160, The Quest. Make your pledge or donation by calling 470-508-1160 on our app or go to thequestatlanta.com. Now back to the Best of the Quest pledge drive on AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
Welcome back. I'm Dave Savage, the production and programming manager here at The Quest. And this is, the, as you just heard, the Best of the Quest pledge drive. One thing I want to mention, and I'll reset, I guess, here, is we're talking with Father Neil and Carissa, both from St. Catherine. And we appreciate you being here. But one thing I wanted to point out is that, you know, just to function, just to function as a business, as you know, in today, one of the expenses I'm looking at software licenses, you know.
We know about that.
Yeah, Microsoft or, you know, I mean, I've got an Adobe product I use mm-hmm. here for editing, you know, video and audio and everything. $450 a month.
Oh, is easy.
Yeah. So, but I mean, if somebody wanted to donate $450, that would cover our software expenses for one month. But, you know, maybe if you wanted to be generous and donate $5,400, you could cover it for the whole year. Mm-hmm. but honestly, and I was just thinking about this during the break, that if you went to, I don't know, I mean, maybe you go by the, you're entertained by the guy who's playing the guitar out on the sidewalk, maybe, and you just stand there. It's like, you know what? I was entertained. I got something out of that. You're going to toss a couple bucks mm-hmm. into the guitar case there, into the bucket or whatever. You know, anything like that. And the Quest is really no different. I mean, if you've listened to the Quest, if you've gotten something out of it, you know, toss a couple bucks into the guitar case.
Well, I would say it's significantly different, Dave, because the Quest is, I mean, God bless the guy on the corner as a musician. I'd certainly say God bless the guy on the corner, but the Quest is out for saving souls.
Yeah.
And that work is priceless. So to continue that work in Atlanta is really vital. We haven't had it before. The Quest started how many years ago? Five?
Four. Yeah. Okay. 2018, I believe it was. Yeah. It was before I got here.
Yeah. Before that, we didn't have anything like this. And and slowly, we talked about this, I think, the last time I was on, that slowly it feels like Atlanta is changing and becoming more visibly and audibly Catholic. Mm-hmm. And come to our parish sometime and you will see the fruits of God's work and the Holy Spirit in Atlanta with our insane 10 o'clock mass, which is insanely beautiful and insanely loud with all these amazing babies that are out there. The church is exploding in Atlanta, and the Quest is such an integral part of that. So we're grateful for the support of the listeners. We're grateful to be listeners. We're grateful that the Quest exists.
So if you've gotten anything, if you've listened to the Quest and gotten anything out of it, support our little guitar case going to calling 470-508-1160. That's what our guitar case is shaped as, the phone number, or thequestatlanta.com or the Quest Atlanta app. You can donate there as well.
So we were just talking about our latest endeavor, because we don't have enough to do at St. Catharines in Kennesaw. Father and I are not busy at all, not even a little bit.
A lot of leisure time, huh?
We do. We realized, I mean, I know that I asked him specifically for extra projects sometime during COVID. I really felt the need to be doing more stuff. And so we decided to do the crazy thing and start a high school to add to our already existing amazing preschool on campus and our amazing grade school on campus. But the interesting thing about our high school is it's actually not going to be associated with our campus per se. It's not going to be a diocesan school. So, Father, you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So, as I mentioned, it's going to be an independent high school, and hopefully independent Catholic high school, ultimately, if and when the Archbishop gives the formal approval for it to be a Catholic school. But Archbishop Hartmeyer has been very gracious in allowing us to use some parish space to begin the high school. We've got some classrooms that are typically just used for our Sunday school and some other meetings in the evenings. And so these classrooms are available during the day. So we're really lucky to be able to have access to that space. And it's going to be really affordable for us to use that space instead of having to find a space to lease or build, you know, another facility, which would really be cost prohibitive for us at this point. So we're really lucky. And once again, Archbishop Hartmeyer is just demonstrating his support of Catholic education and his willingness to think outside the box. And, you know, we're lucky in the Archdiocese.
Definitely.
As Krista mentioned, you know, the diocese is just exploding. And Archbishop Hartmeyer mentioned, actually, that the Archdiocese of Atlanta is the fastest growing diocese in the United States, according to the most recent CARA Center for the Applied Research of the Apostolate report out of Georgetown. It's really amazing. It's exciting to be here in the diocese.
It really is.
Once again, the Quest is really doing great work and just getting the word out there about what's going on in the diocese. So we're grateful for work that you all are doing.
And has it become the fastest growing since 2018? Since the Quest? I'm just wondering if there's any correlation.
I think so. Probably so. You know, I also wanted to ask you about, Catholic education is so important to Catholic parents, for sure, but it's important to the church itself. Father, what is happening in the world today that just makes Catholic education even more important?
Yeah. So I think we can all acknowledge that the public schools are just becoming increasingly riskier, mm-hmm. For our families. We've been, I think, maybe lucky in the state of Georgia that a lot of the evil sorts of agendas that are being pushed, we've maybe been able to fight some of those off over the last few years. But I think the agenda is so strong, particularly when it comes to sexual morality and the transgender issues. I mean, they're so pervasive in our public schools. And mm-hmm. I think Carissa and I have really just felt we just want to give as many options as possible to our
Definitely.
Families to be able to put their children in Catholic schools. And Chesterton is certainly one of those options, and we think it's a great option. But I, as a priest of the diocese, am just supportive of all of our Catholic schools and hope that right. they all thrive and they're all full, as you said earlier, Carissa.
Definitely.
Well, and I sent my boys to, they went to public school, still one of them still in public school. And we don't have a lot of the things, like you said,
right.
in
George
this
is
area.
A little bit safer,
but,
for sure.
But they'll come home every now and then with subtle
right.
thing, like, Dad, what about the, and it's like, well,
there's so much redirection.
Exactly.
And one of the things about Chesterton that we loved is just the ability to see the world and their disciplines through that Catholic lens. Mm-hmm. It absolutely is overarching in the curriculum, throughout the curriculum. It's one of the most important things. You were talking about the school existing on our campus, and immediately anybody who's seen our campus is going to think, wait a second, surely there's not room for that. And one of the neat tenets about the Chesterton model, and you can look at the other Chesterton schools. The as Father mentioned, the first school started in the Twin Cities in Hopkins, Minnesota, but there's some other great schools. The one that I visited is in Milwaukee. None of the Chesterton schools are all that big. They're high schools that are intentionally small. So the largest school was maybe 300 or 400, and then it actually split and started another school. Most of the schools try to keep their numbers under 200, and there's some specific reasons for that that they just believe in, and we're committed to staying with that. So, like Father said, we want Chesterton to be full. We want all of the archdiocesan schools to be full. We don't view ourselves. There are enough Catholic kids out there mm-hmm. that are not attending Catholic schools. Our mission is to get them in Catholic schools.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And this is the Best of the Quest pledge drive. Just want to remind you of that, to support us. If you want to support us, every donation helps. I don't care if it's $1, that's fantastic. If that's what you can afford, we would greatly appreciate
it. Dollars add up very quickly. Well, we know that. Mm-hmm. As someone in stewardship, I am grateful for every single penny.
So, but honestly, I mean, I've mentioned this before, but 1,000 people donate $1 each. Okay, we've got something there,
That's
you
right.
know?
That's
so
right.
don't think whatever you...
$10 would be better, frankly.
Yeah,
but
whatever,
exactly.
pray on it. Whatever whatever it is you think you can afford, please do call 470-508-1160. Go to thequestatlanta.com, or you can hit the donate button on the Quest Atlanta app. And I'm just going to mention this novena one more time.
Sure, yeah.
Which I think is kind of cool, that everyone who calls in or donates, you don't have to donate, just call in during the pledge drive. We're going to have a novena of masses offered for the members of their family who have fallen away from the faith. So keep that in mind, yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of the stories that I was told when I was in Milwaukee visiting the Chesterton School is that across the network, so like Father said, there's about 30 to 40 schools open right now, and over the next 5 years, the plan is to get to about 150 all over the country, particularly, but also all over the world. There's three, I think, opening up in Texas soon. Brandon Vaught, if for anybody who knows that name from Word on Fire, he works very close with Bishop Barron, is opened this year, Chesterton Academy in Orlando. But
We have some friends that just opened one up in Tennessee as well, in Nashville.
Yeah, but one of the stories, sorry, I lost my train of thought. One of the stories that I heard going back to Fallen Away Catholics is that Dale Alquist carries around a book of conversion stories that happened specifically because he started because of G.K. Chesterton, just Chesterton himself being the amazing convert that he was. And then people who study Chesterton just fall in love with the faith because they fall in love with the way that Chesterton sees the world, and just the exposure to truth, beauty, and goodness is just it just pervades everything that he writes, even some of the silly things that he writes. It's just it's really clear when you read them. And the number of people that convert either through Chesterton schools or through just studying Chesterton is astounding. I mean, he had thousands of names in this book and amazing stories. And that reminded me of something, Father, that one of the things that John actually used to do when my husband, when he was training his group of teachers or a new board for a school, is he would make them all read that little Holy See's document on Catholic education. And I read it, I think, a long time ago. And the one thing that really stood out to me, and it's existed with me throughout my, even through struggles when I wasn't sure whether we were doing the right thing, sending our kids to Catholic school, because it can be expensive and it's a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice almost for everyone, whether it's driving or just sacrificing by not having the same kind of amenities that some of the public schools and other private schools can have. Sending your child to Catholic school is a choice. And but what in that document, it says something along the lines of, correct me if I'm wrong, but something like every Catholic child has the right to a Catholic education, right, Father?
Yeah.
Speak to that a little bit.
Yeah, and that doesn't necessarily mean that they have to go to a Catholic school, right? I mean, we're big supporters of homeschooling families, amen, for sure, too, and that the church is clear that the parents are the first educators of their children, the primary educators of their children, and that's a beautiful thing about Chesterton too, is it's very clearly supportive of families and very intentional about working with families and supporting families. Their motto is actually cultura vitae, the culture of life. And obviously in a great deal is inspired by Pope John Paul II. And, it's just clear that we want to support our families in ensuring that they can provide their children with a solid Catholic education. And one of the other hallmarks of the Chesterton Academies is they're very clear about the importance of keeping tuition affordable,
yeah,
right, for family, for Catholic families of all sorts of means, right? It's really great. But Chris, I wanted to just maybe ask you to talk a little bit about the curriculum, if you could. You were just talking a little bit about that just a second ago.
The curriculum is what actually made me just over the moon, and it sounds radical a little bit, I think, because we're so used to the idea in a standard high school of kids having a lot of options for the kinds of classes that they take. And ultimately, the goal of every high school is to prepare their students for college. And Chesterton will say the Chesterton Network will say very quickly, our goal is actually to prepare our students to make choices to for life. And I loved that because I realized even myself, when I graduated from high school, I didn't feel like I was really maybe equipped to handle the world. And a Chesterton school is intentionally trying to drive students to gain the ability to make those kinds of choices when they walk out into the world. And I think as a parent, that's what you want to hear. And so very quickly, I will say, I can cover this really, really fast, but if you're interested, if this is something that sounds interesting to you, I hope that you will consider joining us on Thursday. We're going to have a Zoom info session. So you can go to our website, which is chestertonatl.org, and see more about our Zoom info session, but it's open to anyone. You can just see the link right there, and we're going to be going over the curriculum and admissions in a little bit more detail, and a lot more detail there. But very, very quickly, there are two primary arcs that the Chesterton curriculum is shaped around, and they begin in the freshman year with the ancient world and extend all the way to the modern world by senior year. And what they're doing is the two arcs are asking the question and of the student to see themselves through Christ's eyes, leading from the ancient world into the incarnation and from the incarnation into the high middle ages, and then presenting the case. So they present the case for humanity through the eyes of God for the first 2.5 years, and then they present the case intentionally of humanity through the eyes of the secular world in the last part of your junior year and your senior year. And it culminates in their senior year using Chesterton's Everlasting Man, asking the students to make the choice. What do you choose? Do you choose to be someone who sees themselves through Christ's eyes, or do you choose to be someone who sees themselves through the world's eyes? You get to choose. And hopefully they've laid out the case well enough. And so, when you hear classical, you think often humanities driven, and Chesterton schools certainly are humanities driven. So our students are going to be studying literature, history, philosophy, theology. They're going to be studying Latin. They're going to be learning logic. There's going to be a high focus on the fine arts. They're going to take some kind of fine art every single year. Every single year they're going to have to sing. Every single year they're going to do some kind of art. They're going to actually have to be in a play. Every single student has to be in a play. But there's also a pretty significant academic focus. I mean, it's a challenging curriculum, but there is almost no choice in the curriculum. That's where I meant by the difference between standard and Chesterton school. There's a set curriculum, and the students are going to follow a path. They're going to track probably in maths and sciences, meaning there's an upper level and a lower level in those areas. But the rest of the curriculum is pretty set. So it's in a way, it takes away some of the choice in a good way. You don't have to deal with that worry and concern. In another way, maybe it's not for everyone. It might feel like a lot of language. It typically isn't. It's pretty balanced. One of the hallmarks of a Chesterton school is joyful. They want their kids to be happy. They want your kids to come home from high school and have some leisure time. They want them not to be bogged down with tons and tons of homework. They want them to be really, really happy. And so it's literally written into the curriculum that no student is allowed to have more than an hour and a half max homework at night. And that's an odd day. Most of the homework is happening in the classroom because they're really mastering those disciplines because of the integrated curriculum. And so in your classroom, you're going to be reading, Homer and Virgil, and then in your Socratic seminar, you're going to be discussing it so that you don't need the same kind of reinforcement at home that a standard curriculum would have. Mm-hmm. Hope that makes sense. Is that what you were looking for?
Yeah. To be sure, I'm glad that you mentioned, obviously, the kids are going to be taking the normal track of science and math as well that they would be getting in other high schools. So it's not just humanities, right? They're going to get the full high school sort of academic experience. And
we can talk about AP and things like that during our info session. Yeah. But just so you're aware, the Chesterton graduates and the Chesterton 11th and 12th graders are actually scoring above the national average in the ACT and the SAT. Everything that is happening in the classroom is preparing them for the standardized test that every other student in the country has to take. And in theory, and in actuality, preparing them, pretty darn well. So they're going to be able to compete with their peers. They're all getting into the same kind of colleges that everybody else is getting into. It's just a different direction that they've taken in those 4 years. It's really fascinating, honestly. Mm. It's just so cool.
Sounds great. I wish that my boys, one just graduated high school and the other one's a junior. And I wish, hearing you talk about this, I wish that something like this was available for those boys.
Feel like that way about myself. And one of the other things that's kind of cool, and I keep forgetting to talk about this, and we have these monthly calls that we do with our the other people that are starting schools also. I keep forgetting, but they told us that for parents, by the time our kids start school, they're going to have this basically online parent I don't know what the right way to say this. They're going to have school for parents. So you can learn along with your kids what they're doing. It's going to be obviously faster. There's not going to be a Socratic classroom discussion, but you can at least be exposed to what your kids are being exposed to. Some of our board members have even sort of taken advantage of some of the teacher training videos that Chesterton provides you, because they were like, I didn't have philosophy in high school and I'd like to learn a little bit more about that. So It just really, it sounds, I mean, I feel like I'm a little idealistic at the moment, but I'm excited about it for sure.
That's great. This is the Best of the Quest pledge drive on AM 1160 The Quest. And let me, I'm just going to step in, I'll step into the call center here. Yeah. And let me see some of the names we've got. We've got Mike and Shannon from Kennesaw. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
We've got Lindsay giving a shout out to Father Neil and Carissa.
Thanks, Lindsay.
We've got Helen from Marietta.
Thanks, Helen.
And, oh boy, I'm going to mess this one up. Ardife in honor.
Oh, Ardife Ball.
Yeah. Thanks, Ardife. That's in honor of Father Neil and Carissa. So thank you all for the donations. And that call center's noisy. A lot of action going on in there, huh? So, yeah.
We like to hear that.
If you want to get in on the action here, you're on until 5 o'clock, and the number is 470-508-1160. You can go to thequestatlanta.com or on the Quest Atlanta app, which is on your phone already. And if it isn't, it's a free download. You can get that really easy.
It's pretty too. It's yeah. Red. And...
That's right.
So in the last few minutes, if we could just sort of plug a couple of things that, mm-hmm. that we have coming up related
to
school.
Do.
So first of all, our website really is a wealth of information, chestertonatl.org. You can go there to find out more about the school, and also the link to our info session that's happening on Thursday. That's this coming Thursday, the 22nd at 6:30, mm-hmm. right? So yeah, feel free to join us for that. And then also we're excited. We have a big gala coming up. And this is going to be a fundraiser for us for sure on November 5th. And it's really going to be a fun night. And we have a really excellent keynote address that's going to be, or a keynote speaker, Joseph Pierce. You may be familiar with him. He's a really well-known Catholic author and speaker, a great Chesterton scholar, Tolkien scholar, Shakespeare scholar. He's written several books.
Mm-hmm. He loves
Ignatius
Tolkien.
And
he's
going
to convince Father Neil to read Tolkien.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are excited about the gala.
So yeah, it's a lot of fun, and yeah, certainly would welcome anyone listening if you'd like to join us for that. That'd be wonderful.
Yeah, a friend of ours from actually, I think he's a parishioner at the cathedral, is actually putting together, kind of curating a really neat night for us. It's not going to be a standard sit down gala. We're not going to do a big sit down dinner. We're going to be able to announce soon who all of the chefs are, but he has a great relationship with a bunch of chefs around town, all award winning chefs, and they're going to come and they're themselves, and they're going to bring some of a marquee dish of some kind, and they're going to provide a bite of food or a small plate of food. So it's going to be kind of a festival. If you're familiar with Serenby or one of the Taste of, you know, Woodstock or Taste of Roswell, Taste mm-hmm. of Kennesaw, whatever, one of those kinds of events, it's going to be, you know, more formal than that, because you're not going to probably be in, you know, flip-flops, but it'll be inside of our parish hall, but it'll have that same kind of atmosphere. So we'll have jazz playing, and you'll get to walk from sort of station to station and get some kind of exposure to one of these chefs' offerings, and same thing with fine wines and beers and curated cocktails. And I'm really excited because, I don't know, we have to go and enjoy going to fancy dinners, and it's always really fun, but I just thought this would be something different and cool for Chesterton to have as our founder's gala, our inaugural gala. So it's called A Taste of Excellence, because you're not going to be sitting down too much, except for during the amazing Joseph Pierce's talk.
Fantastic. That sounds like an exciting time. And to be able to taste, you know, like, I always like that when you can sample, like, sometimes, and I'm sure all the food's going to be great, but sometimes you get a dish, like you get the whole dish, and it's like, I wish I would have got something else. You know? Whereas that way you get, you know, it's like, oh, I can, you know.
Well, hopefully it'll also help us, like, we can talk. I mean, I was thinking his whole point was, what's your favorite part of these dinners? Well, it's the cocktail hour, right? Mm-hmm. And that's true. Like, you're standing around. You get to see more people. It's more than just sitting at your table or nearby you. And so you're walking around and you're talking, and then you get to hearing from these chefs, which I never get to go out to dinner. It's too busy. Life is too busy. Mm-hmm. So to have these chefs brought to me is exciting for me. I'm excited about it. I love
it. That's fantastic. And when is that again?
It's November 5th.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And all of that information is also on our website. We would love to see you there. Yeah. We have a pretty limited number of seats. So.
Okay. Well, and of course, you can count on the Quest for support for that, as the Quest supports many things at St. Catherine. Yeah. And
we're grateful for that.
And yes, parishes around the Archdiocese. And if you would like to help us continue to support the local parishes in the Archdiocese, please
call in.
Please do donate or pledge at 470-508-1160, thequestatlanta.com, or on the app. You can do it as well. Any last thoughts here before we sign off?
Yeah, well, I once again reiterate our gratitude to the work that the Quest is doing. What a great work of evangelization. And one last pitch, if you haven't called in yet, call in. You still got a minute or so while we're here, and support this great work.
Father Neil and Carissa from St. Catherine, thank you very much for stopping by and helping out.
Thanks, Dave.